ABC Radio Australia.
In light of the global Black Lives Matter movement, four mockumentary comedies from controversial Australian comedian Chris Lilley have been removed from Netflix in Australia and New Zealand. The four shows, Jonah from Tonga, Angry Boys, Summer Heights High and We Can Be Heroes, have in the past attracted questions of racial discrimination as Lilley portrayed characters in black and brown face. In Jonah from Tonga, one of Lilley's most well-known characters, Lilley painted his face brown, used an accent and wore a curly wig to portray troubled teen Jonah Takalua.
Me and my boys, we're a crew and we're called Fabulicious.
Fabulicious.
When the show premiered on the ABC back in 2014, critics said it was deeply offensive to Pacific Islanders and the thuggish stereotype did not represent what Tongan youth were like. Leah Fa'ali'i Dion Ninari is a PhD candidate from Bond University studying Pacific and Indigenous studies and decolonization, and he spoke with Talia Olatia.
My initial reaction was shock. There was a white Australian capitalising on a marginalisation in Australia. So I was completely gobsmacked, was not impressed at all.
What was it about it that didn't impress you?
There were many things that shocked me. It perpetuated a negative stereotype that has always followed us. And I was quite annoyed that a non-Pacific Islander was profiting from perpetuating negative stereotypes about us. Yeah, it just left a really bad taste in my mouth.
How do you think the banning of this show, what kind of message do you think that that sends to the wider community about Netflix's decision to ban the show?
Well, I believe it's a reflection on where we are now and where we're trying to head into the future, you know. The funny thing was that there was a lot of pushback. There were a lot of Pacific communities who early on asked for the show to be removed. I genuinely believe it sends a clear message out that Pacific people will no longer be passive and just sit back and be exploited.
Why do you think it took till now, and especially in the light of the Black Lives Matter movement, for those issues to actually be addressed? Because as you said, there have been calls for quite a while. Why do you think it's now that that change is happening?
Because with all the voices, you know, you see the Black Lives Matter protest in Brisbane, you know, 30,000 strong and across Australia and across the world. And it really is a turning point in our history as people of colour and as a human race that, you know, this type of derogatory, degrading, dehumanising narrative is no longer accepted anymore as opposed to what it would have been, say, 30 to 40 years ago.
What about when people ask about erasure? Is there also an argument in keeping a show but highlighting what's problematic from it and still being able to learn? Or do you think it has to be banned or it has to be removed for that message to come across?
I think, yeah, that's a really good question. I think the main point is that the intention of the Jonah character and the intention of the show has nothing to do with portraying us as humans. The main goal of this show and the main goal of how and why they use the Jonah character is to dehumanize us. And I genuinely believe that this show and shows like this that provide laughs at our expenses of people should not be aired full stop. And the main people that should be telling our stories are our own people. Mm. Yes, and it's not Chris Lilley's story to tell. It's not his lived experience of being a Tongan in Australia. And so he's completely manipulated the Tongan Australian experience. It's not his story. An example of the harm that's caused by this negative stereotype is my work throughout the universities. If I got a dollar for every Pacific Islander that I had come across at university whose guidance counselor and whose teachers deliberately pipelined them down, didn't believe that they could make it to university or make it to TAFE, that the harm is extremely bad at how the general Australian public, they underestimate us and how they pipeline us down from achieving our full potential. And there's a lot of work within our Pacific communities that is being done right now and that has to continue. It's also important to acknowledge that these negative stereotypes by the colonizer on us, they didn't just start upon our arrival here in Australia. They started upon first contact when the colonizer first came to the islands by grouping us as savage, the exotic native. It started at contact. And sadly, this narrative continues today in 2020.
When it comes to making jokes right now, where does comedy sit
Yeah, it's really interesting. Well, comedy in times of now, I think people are more critical. You see, before, many people of color and many Pacific people would just passively receive comedy without really exploring and analyzing the repercussions of it. Again, my position is, if you can do it to the Anzacs, yeah, you see, there's an absolute double standard, and the double standard needs to be acknowledged. They wouldn't peddle half the jokes that they do about Pacific Island people towards the memory of the Anzac. So we just ask the same respect that she would afford for them that she would afford for us.
Finally, Dion, we've seen Black Lives Matter movements before, and it kind of gets a lot of traction. Everyone's talking about it, and then it feels like the momentum dies or something stops. Of course, every time it happens, you go, oh, this one feels different than the last one. But yeah, in the current movement that we're in right now, what would you like to see happen moving forward? What would positive change look like for you?
Positive change, it kind of comes in stages. So you have the blatant racism, and then you have the insidious racism, and then you have the box ticking. So, but I believe in terms of moving forward, Indigenous peoples and Indigenous languages and Indigenous cultures need to move beyond just being recognized, and even just being recognized in a respectful way, and being seen as more than that, and being seen as genuine knowledge systems that can be tapped in for all parts of our lives. One of my favorite quotes is so eloquently summed up by the Hawaiian professor Lili Kala Kamalehiva, and I'm kind of paraphrasing a bit, which is, "The Hawaiian stands firmly in the present with his back faced to the future and his eyes fixed upon the past. Such a position for the Hawaiian, an eminent one, as the future is unknown, whereas the past is rich in glory and knowledge to solve present-day dilemmas." The next phase of this movement, I believe, really, really, really needs to center people of color's knowledge system by being the silent, passive one who's just happy to be at the table. It's funny because I have been seated at the table as the token Pacific one. And when you say and you do nothing, a lot of them would turn around and, oh, yeah, you're the good one. You're not like the rest of them. Is where I thoroughly believe being seated at the table, it automatically comes with a sense of activism to fight for the causes that you come from.